My name is Crawford. I am 14 years old. Today is May 23rd. I'm speaking with my sister, Mackenzie. We are recording this interview in Tampa, Florida. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
One of my most difficult memories was probably this past fall, just with COVID and everything. And I was living by myself in college, and I go to Syracuse. So it was just a lot for me just dealing with the pandemic and by myself, because that was the first time I was living completely alone without a roommate. So, yeah.
What does your future hold?
So the goal is to go to graduate school. I'm not sure what I'm planning on majoring in, probably either psychology or nutrition. And probably I want to be in Portland or San Francisco.
Can you tell me about one of the people who has been the kindest to you in your life?
Probably my sister, because she's just been someone I could always fall back on, and she gives me tough love, which I need it sometimes. So, yeah, probably her.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I'm extremely grateful for my family, because I know they will always support me in anything I do, and they're people I could always rely on in my life.
What are some of the most important lessons that you've learned in your life, and how did you learn them?
It's probably to keep my circle small. I always wanted a really big friend group ever since I was in high school, so in college I was kind of aiming for that, and I achieved that, but I was with people who made me feel lonely, which is not something you want, and I've found that I do better just hanging out with people individually, because I think some personalities in a big group don't work out together, so I'm more a one-on-one person. So yeah.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
It was probably when I went to the Governor's Ball music festival with my friend Allison. We were there for 15 hours, and we were like barricade for some of my favorite artists, and it was a very good experience.
Lastly, can you remember a time in your life where you felt alone?
Probably this past fall in college. It really made me prioritize my mental health, because I didn't really have anybody, and me and my sister were in an argument, so I didn't have her. So I was completely alone, but I think it was good for me, and now I have developed skills in order to cope with the feeling of being alone better.